accuracy of Phoenician origins, but not as biased, comes from the 5th century BC Greek historian Herodotus. In his seminal Histories, Herodotus wrote, "These people came originally from the so-called Red Sea, and as soon as they had penetrated to the Mediterranean and settled in the country where they are today, they took to making long trading voyages. Loaded with Egyptian and Assyrian goods, they called at various places along the coast, including Argos. In those days, the most important place in the land now called Hellas." Although many scholars discount the Red Sea origins of the Phoenicians who occupied the Levantine coast of the Mediterranean Sea during ancient times, Herodotus' account of Phoenician trade and colonization can be corroborated by multiple primary sources. Today, scholars believe that the origins of the Phoenician people can be traced closer to their homeland of Phoenicia, and they have generally used the ancient Phoenician language as a way to determine the ancient civilization's origins. The ancient Phoenician language was Semitic, and very closely related to Hebrew and Aramaic, which were the other two major ancient Semitic languages of the Levant. And due to the linguistic similarities, scholars believe that the Phoenicians shared a common ancestry with the Hebrews, and they were both known as Canaanites before they became Phoenicians and Israelites. Although philologists